Shalom, shalom. Shalom, people of God. You are welcome to day one of our prayer quest. And I believe so strongly that in these 100 days of believing God, your life will never be the same. Oh, I decree and I declare by the mercies of God that you are about to enter into the next phase of your life. By reason of the anointing of God, by reason of the power of the Holy Ghost, you are about to shift. You are about to take off into a greater place, because my Bible makes me understand that God has purposed that you will not just run with footmen. No. God's plan is that you overtake the horses and the chariot. And therefore, I pray for you in these 100 days of believing God. May you receive grace to overcome. May you receive grace to overtake. May you receive grace to recover all in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, my God, my God. I said that may you receive grace to overcome and grace to overtake. I pray for you. I pray for you. And I beseech God that the mercies of God, the tender mercies of the bowels of God, will keep you in this month of February. I pray for you that the enemy will not destroy you. I pray for you that the enemy will not swallow you up. Death is prohibited from coming near your dwelling. Sickness is prohibited from coming near your dwelling. May God preserve you in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, they are prohibited from coming where you're dwelling, from coming close to you, because Bible says in those days in the land of Egypt, Bible says that the angel that carried death upon his shoulders, that angel invaded the land of Egypt. But Bible says for the places where the Israelites dwelled, the angel did not pass there, for there was a sign. There was a sign, and that sign was a sign of preservation. That sign was a sign of protection. So Bible says when the angel of death passed over them, when the angel got to them, Bible says he passed over. I pray any evil that has been purposed against you in the month of February, by reason of the blood, by reason of the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon your life, I decree and I declare, may that evil pass you over. May that evil miss your door in the name of Jesus. Oh, la pate shamblako, iparataso, ikapaya, leto menako. I pray, may that evil pass you over in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Alright. I don't know if you can all hear me. I want us to move quickly into the Word of God. So if you can hear me clearly, just give me a sign that you can hear me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want to especially welcome Maunyo Esibedu, Mr. Frimpong, AG 23, Insia Simon, you are all welcome. You are all welcome. If you can hear me clearly, let's enter into the Word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Vele frasaya. So, can you all hear me very well? Like, is my voice clear enough for you to hear? Is the background music okay? Let's get this worked on and then we can move into the Word of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So you are all welcome to the second edition of Prayer Quest. Hallelujah. And we are still on a 100-day journey of faith. This is the second edition. We had the first edition in 2022. And by the special grace of God, God has made it possible to start the second edition of Prayer Quest, 100 Days of Believing God. And we are starting today. And it is my prayer that the Word of God will bless your life, will enrich your spirit, and that you'll be able to be transformed and become an agent of transformation. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh my God. I am so excited about what God has planned for us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this week is our covenant week of conception.
The gift of tongues.
And as such, we must begin our discourse and we must begin our journey even from the foundations. Conception. We are looking at the covenant to conceive, the covenant to be fruitful, the covenant to actually be expressions of the living God. Now, quickly, I would like someone to take me straight to Genesis chapter 1, and we'll go from verse 1 all the way down to about verse 28. So, I would like someone to be posting the scriptures for me. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. You can share the link and invite someone. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Leberashai. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 downwards. Let's go quickly. King James. King James. King James. So, like I was saying, it's a covenant week of conception. And then we are looking at the mystery of conceiving. And like I told you at dawn today, there are many things that go into conception. And when the rules of engagement are not put in place, you can be rest assured that that pregnancy or that conception can be lost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Balako Shebrantasai. Now, Bible says on Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Hallelujah. God bless you, Maunyo, for pushing the scripture. So Bible tells us, even according to the writing of the prophet Moses, in the book of Genesis chapter 1, that in the beginning God created. In the beginning God created. What I need you to first of all understand about the mystery of conception is that conception begins as a function of the ability of God. Hello, are you there? Conception begins as a foundation of the ability of God. What do I mean by this? What I mean is that anything that is to be formed or anything that is to be created is created because God has the ability to create. And so whenever you desire to get to a certain point, whenever you desire to fulfill your life's purpose and destiny, you must understand that that thing, that place where you want to get to, that thing you want to achieve, is hidden in the creative power and ability of God. Everything begins as nothing until it is created. Oh, I thought you were here with me. I said, everything begins as nothing until it is created. Until the heavens and the earth were created, they did not exist. They only existed in the one who had the ability to create them. You want to become a great person in future. That greatness does not exist until you cause it to come to being. And whenever you take the step to bring forth something, what you have done is that you have activated the creative ability of God in you. Naturally, every single human being has that aspect of the creative ability of God in them. That is why a man and a woman can make a baby. A man and a woman can make a baby because within them, they have it encoded in their DNA. There is genetic material in them that gives them the liberty to create a new life. They don't have to go and take sand or soil and mold somebody and breathe into them. All they need is to activate the DNA within them. And when those two meet, a baby is formed. This is the mystery of conception. Hallelujah. Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth. Listen to me, child of God. What you want to become and what you want to achieve is hidden right inside you. All you need to do is to create. All you need to do is to bring it forth, and it shall materialize. Hallelujah. Or am I talking to somebody tonight? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Are you with me? So, Bible says that the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Lesson number 2 about the mystery of conception. Anything that you want to conceive, anything that you want to create, anything you want to achieve must be incubated in the womb of the Spirit. Can somebody type in the womb of the Spirit? I said, anything that you want to achieve or create needs to be incubated in the womb of the Spirit. Whenever you incubate in the womb of the Spirit, then you have given that thing the necessary requirements to come to life. Can I show you something? Hallelujah. Can I show you something? Fele Gashaya Badose. One day, I was studying the Bible, and then I opened Genesis chapter 1, and I saw the verse 2. And I was thinking about it. I was meditating. Then God told me that the mystery of making things to appear, or the mystery of causing things to come to life, is like the mystery of a hen brooding over the eggs. Are you following me? It's like the hen brooding over the eggs. Bible makes me understand that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said to me, Emmanuel, whenever the hen is sitting upon the eggs, what the mother hen is doing is that the mother hen is producing a conducive atmosphere for the eggs to transform into chicks. Oh, you didn't catch that. You didn't catch that. The hen, the mother hen, that broods over the eggs, sits upon them, creates a conducive environment, a conducive atmosphere that is needed for the eggs to transform into becoming chicks. Hallelujah. You see, the mother hen, when it sits upon the eggs, it produces, number one, the right temperature. It produces the right temperature because there's a specific temperature that is needed for the eggs to hatch. If that atmosphere or temperature is not provided, the eggs will not hatch to become chicks. Number two, the mother hen brooding upon the eggs also gives a certain kind of protection and a certain kind of guardians against predators, because there are creatures that also love to eat eggs. So if the mother hen does not brood upon the eggs, those predators, example snakes, will come and eat the eggs. What the Holy Spirit does for you whenever you allow him to brood over you is that, number one, he creates the conducive atmosphere spiritually and physically for you to be able to fulfill your destiny. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you getting me? Whenever that you allow the Spirit of God to perform his function in your life, what he does is that he makes sure that spiritually and physically you have the right atmosphere to grow, the right atmosphere to mature. Number two, the Holy Spirit also protects you and preserves your destiny from those who would like to attack it. The enemy is a destiny destroyer. He's a star swallower. If you give the devil chance, he will swallow your star and destroy your destiny. Bible says that the thief does not come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's a thief. He's a killer or a murderer, and he's a destroyer. And when the devil sets his eyes on you, believe me, the devil does not know how to give up. Hallelujah. The devil does not know how to give up. Once he gets the opportunity to attack you, he will keep attacking until he has stolen everything that belongs to you. He will keep attacking until he has killed every good thing, every precious thing in your life, and even killed you. He will not stop until he has destroyed you. And when he finishes with you, don't think that he has finished though. No, he goes on to your children, he goes on to your family, he goes on to generations after you, and will destroy them with the same pattern that he used to destroy you. This is why you must allow the Holy Ghost to take his place in your life. This is why you must give the Holy Ghost the liberty so that he can shut the mouth of the devil once and for all. Listen to me. This is our week of conception. And in this week, what we are doing is that we are allowing the Holy Ghost to brood over us. We know that when the Holy Ghost brood over us, our destiny will surely come to pass. We know that then when the Holy Ghost brood over us, our destiny surely will be fulfilled. We know that we will not fall nor fail when we allow the Holy Ghost to take charge. Scientifically and medically speaking, thank you, Holy Ghost. When a baby is being formed in the womb, it first begins when the sperm and the ova or the eggs from the mother fuse in the womb. Now, the process of division of the cells continuously to become that fully grown baby takes diverse steps. And for each of those steps where the baby is being formed in the womb, there are checks and balances. There are what checks and balances? There are certain things biologically put in place to make sure that nothing goes wrong with the formation of that child. Now, in some instances, those checks and balances are not fully able to take place. So what happens is that you can have a baby who grow but doesn't have certain parts of the body, or doesn't, or has certain things which are not formed well. Why did this happen? It happened because the necessary checks and balances did not take place. Spiritually also, your growth can be affected if the checks and balances of the Holy Ghost is not in place. If you don't want to lose your destiny, if you don't want to lose your miracle, if you don't want to lose your breakthrough, you need to understand that the Holy Ghost has to be the one to brood over you. Listen to me. There can't be two drivers in the same car. Let the Holy Ghost take his time and be the driver. You sit in the back seat. Sit in the passenger seat and allow God to lead you where he wants. It's like you don't like the message I'm preaching. You don't like what I'm showing you tonight. Bible says in the verse 2, and the Spirit of God moved. And the Spirit of God moved. And the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God is in motion. And your ability to discern the motion and the movement of the Spirit and to follow is what will bring your destiny into the place of glory. Am I teaching you? Am I helping you? Your ability to follow the leading of the Spirit is what makes you stand out. Bible says that as many as are led by the Spirit. Listen to me. We are supposed to be led by the Spirit and not the other way around. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. They are the matured ones of God. The leading of the Spirit is necessary if you want to attain a certain place of glory in Christ Jesus. You cannot afford to disregard or to play down the importance of the leading of the Spirit. In this year 2024, you must be led by the Spirit. In this month of February, you must be led by the Spirit, because it is when the Spirit moves that your destiny moves forward. It is when you are able to catch on and lay hold on the flow of the Spirit that you can actually get into a place of glory, a place of joy and of peace. Let me tell you, it's true that we have the Father and the Son with us, But the truth of the matter is that the Holy Spirit is the one who has been given the liberty to be at work upon the earth directly in connection with the church. Directly in connection with the church. He is the administrator of the church. So if you want to bypass the Holy Ghost, then I don't know what you're doing. The Holy Spirit is your ever-present help now, every day. Are you following? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Are you sure you're following tonight? Hello? Can somebody hear me? Hallelujah. Please, can you all hear me? Hallelujah. Can you all hear me, please? Kindly give feedback. Now, Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light. Now, all the things I'm talking to you about tonight, we are going to take time within the next few months to discuss them. I'm just giving you an overview tonight of what we are looking at. Praise God. Now, Bible says that, and God said, I want to hammer on this a little bit. There are many Christians today, we don't look for what God has said, and we don't look for what God is saying. What you also need to understand is that your destiny, it survives on what God has spoken and what God is speaking to you. The word of God and the words of God to you must become an important instrument for you, because that is how you will be able to survive this life. When the issues of life start to hit you left and right, you have no one to depend on than the word of God. Hello? Hello? Oh, you're not here. You see, the Spirit of God is always moving. And the Spirit of God always moves towards where the word of God is. No, you didn't catch it. I said, the Spirit of God is always inclined to move towards where the word of God is. So if you are someone who is sensitive to the Spirit, you realize that anytime you are in a situation, anytime you are challenged, anytime that you need a word, anytime you need something to happen in your life, the Spirit of God will always lead you to the Scriptures. Because what the Spirit of God does is that it begins to move. He begins to move so that the word of God can come out. Are you getting it? So Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Then now the Bible also says, and God said, because when the Spirit of God moves, the Spirit of God generates an atmosphere for the word of God to be released. Oh Jesus. Listen. The secret to achieving the greatness that God has deposited inside you, the secret to attaining what 2024 has for you, is that you need to follow the Spirit and hear the word. Nah, I don't think you are ready to learn tonight. I'm not feeling your presence at all. I said that the leading of the Spirit guides you into the depths of the word of God. Bible says that, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Your worries are over. when you know what the word of God has spoken about your situation. You see, much of the things we suffer and it seems like we don't have answers to is because we are not searching for what God is saying. We are not searching the scriptures. We are not searching the word. And so because of that, we are not aware of what God has in store for us. That is why it is easy for the devil to convince you. That is why it is easy for the devil to deceive you. But the truth is that, child of God, if you can pursue the word of God, you will not be deceived. Somebody type, "I refuse to be deceived." I refuse to be deceived. I will walk with the word of God. I will walk with the word of God. I will walk with the word of God. Because the word of God is a foundation for living. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bible says that, and God said, let me tell you, when God says something, it will change your life. Sometimes all you need is for God to speak. All you need sometimes is for God to declare a way. Because the word of God has a force. The word of God has a certain kind of power. And when the word of God is in motion, nothing can stop it. Bible says that in the land of Ephesus, in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. What is growing in your life? What is growing in your spirit? Are you feeding yourself with the word of God? If the word of God grows mightily in you, you will prevail. You will prevail. You will prevail. Oh, I thought somebody would be in the spirit with me right now. You have to connect to the message. Listen, the things I'm speaking to you have the propensity to change your life. Can I show you something? Can I show you something? Thank you, Holy Ghost.
The gift of tongues.
You've not yet understood the place of the word of God in your life.
I see the Spirit of the Lord come upon you. The Holy Ghost sent from heaven.
Look at this. Let's go to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. Let's read from verse 1 downwards. Acts chapter 19, verse 1 downwards. Acts chapter 19 from verse 1 downwards. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bible says that, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And he said unto them, "Unto what then were ye baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Are you following? I want you to follow the scripture very well. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spoke evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both the Jews and the Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached." And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And if the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Watch this. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Verse 19, many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Verse 20, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Acts chapter 19. I just read to you from Acts chapter 19, from verse 1 to 20. And Bible talked about how Paul traveled to the city of Ephesus. And Bible says that whilst Paul was in the land of Ephesus, he took time to deliver the word of God to the people. Bible says that he was always disputing and teaching them. He brought them into a place where they could receive and understand the word of God. And Bible says, as the people continue to hear and to receive the word of God, diverse miracles, diverse works were done by the hand of Paul. What you need to understand is that where the word of God is in motion, the power of God is active. Where the word of God is received, the spirit of God flows. So you need to understand that to fulfill destiny and purpose, you cannot trivialize the word of God. You cannot trivialize the word of God. The word of God must grow in you and then grow out of you, so that others can become beneficiaries. Listen to me. You can't bring change, you can't bring transformation until you yourself have been transformed by the word. Hello? Are you following? Hallelujah. Ferege sopradaya. Kole shataya vandias. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Kovele shaya. I'm still talking about conception. Conceiving. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ororo Shabranta. Are you with me? Please flow with me. Are you with me? I'm going to end on the next verse. Now, the verse 3 says that, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Let there be light. And there was light. As God said it, so did it happen. The word of God is backed by the power of God. And when the word of God is released, there is fulfillment. You can't come to the place of fulfillment without the release of the word of God. God is interested in bringing his word to pass. God is interested in bringing his word to pass. Wherever the word of God is, Bible says that where the word of the king is, there is liberty. You need to always embrace the word. Hallelujah. Now, to end my message for tonight, Genesis chapter 1 verse 4, that's where we are going to end. We are still looking at the concept of the conception, or the mystery called conception. We are looking at how things begin. Bible says, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God divided the light from the darkness. One important thing that you need to take note of. I hope you guys were writing. I hope you guys were making notes. These things that we are preaching to you, these things we are saying to you, are things that you need to keep. Don't think that you have a good memory, that you remember. Please always make notes. Always make notes. Come with a notebook and pen so that you will learn something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, you guys are angry. Listen, Bible says that, and God called the light day and the darkness night, and he divided the light from the darkness. He divided the light from the darkness. One important thing which I'll be talking about in the course of the 100 days is the principle of separation. What did I say? The principle of what? Separation. Hallelujah. It is not everybody that is good for your life or good for your direction. Where you are going, you cannot mix or mingle with certain kinds of people or with certain kinds of things. Bible says that God separated the light from the darkness because the darkness and the light have no cohesion. Hello? Oh, you're not here. The darkness and the light have no cohesion. So God made it a point to separate the light from the darkness. Are you following? Are you being blessed? Listen to me. If it were not so, God would not have told Abraham in Genesis, I believe, chapter 12, verse 1 downwards, that get thee out of thy father's house, out of thy country, into the place that I will show you. Can someone post a scripture for me? Oh, who is helping me out tonight? Who is helping me with the scriptures tonight? God said to Abraham that get thee out of thy father's house, even from the place where you dwell with your kindred, to the land I will show you. Separation is necessary if you want to come to the place of realization of purpose and destiny. You can't always follow the crowd because the crowd is not always right. The fact that everybody may be doing it does not mean it is the right thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 downwards. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You can't always go with the crowd because sometimes the most popular thing with men is not popular with God. Are you getting it? Sometimes the most popular thing with men is not popular with God. God has given everyone a destiny. He has purposed a destination for every man to arrive at. But quite unfortunately, many people don't get there. And one of the reasons why they don't get there is because they are influenced by anything and everything. Are you with me? Kola Shaya Granda Sai. Pombro Sofere Kida. Kalimon Shalabata. So one thing I pray for you tonight is that you will not be moved by the crowd. Is that you will not be moved by the current trend, but rather you'll be moved by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, can somebody post the scripture for me? I'm still waiting for the scripture. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 downwards. Okay, I'll just read it myself from here. Now the Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, even from verse 1 downwards, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. This is a principle of separation. Listen to another translation. The Bible says, the Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. If you still want to mingle with the crowd when God has called you to step out, you will never be able to achieve what God has called you to achieve. Because the place that you are can sometimes be what is confusing you, can sometimes be what is resisting you. So separation is a requirement for what God has purposed for you to be conceived. Hello? Are you getting it? Can we pray? Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Come online and let's pray. Hello? Come online and let's pray. Levra sobra katara. Sheble gredosa. Leko shabranta branta. Tolobo shebidi bidianta. Rudo sharadabose.
See their faces, they are praying tonight.
Kadabo Shata. We are praying. We are praying to God and we are saying, oh God, let the creative anointing come upon me tonight. Let the creative ability of God come upon me tonight. Begin, lift up your voice. Kato Shevele Kroskataria Tai. Make it Oh God, as I lift up my voice in prayer, let a creative anointing come upon me in the name of Jesus. Sheketon bilakoma, regedo shakadon, ekapapata, eketo, akoshetato, ekatome shabatata, ligo shabranta tatata, legedoshe, rego shabranta, rontomina koshevrante, enkobrataya, shebronto kovenos kapa. Yakato Sheketon, Regodo Shepidibiante, Lo Shepidibiante, Montolo Lobo Shepidibianta, Redo Shepidibianta, and Toligro Shebrante devotion, and Doske very devotion, Lento Bibiante devotion, Rosso Fardia, Regedo Shepidibiante, Rosso Bidibiante, Lo Shepidibiante devotion. Rudoboski Bibiante devotion. Lo Shepherd Bibiante devotion. Bibiante. Rudoboski Bibiante. Lodo Shepherd Bibiante devotion. Rosso Bibiante. Rosa Branca Tatataya. Colo Rudoboski. Ronto Lebesaya. Yagadosha Branca Legedosha. Rosa Taya. Lego Shepherd Bibiante. Rosa Tai, Likisha, 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 Liki, Liki, Lipa, Ela, Ya, Shepra Tatata, Koro, Hilo, Ela, Eyo, 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 O, Elo, Eyo, Eyo, Hea, 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 Celebron Tonomos, Hela, Baradabush, Bentonimus Kapaya. Colo de Bosche, Bibiante de Bosche, Ronto, Ronto, Bla de Bosche, Bibiante de Bosche, Bibiante de Bosche, Orobo, Orobo, E, Shandolo Lomon, Rantonano Mosche, Bibiante, Colo de Bosche, Ronto de Bosche, Bibiante, Rosa Branca, Bene Bosche. Legata Shandalako, Epelegrante, Epanamako, Epanamako, Shepaneglanto, Coro de Bosche, Bibiante de Bosche, Rento Brito, Bibiante de Bosche, Legate, Ragato, somebody lift up your voice, tell God, that old God grant me grace, Regedo Sebranta. Leko celebrata, Rosso tocataya, Sheketo, Ataya, Leko, Lako, Leko shalabataya, Legede, Logado, Ragado, Epranta, Aya, Epaya po, Celebrantaya, Adabia, Apo, Shabalako, Rakataya, Zeprentetetetur, Eko Shabranta, Zekato, 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 Regado, Ligrataya. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Dosha. In the name of Jesus.
Can you wave your hands like that? Come on. Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus.
Yes. Now, we are praying our last prayer topic. We are praying our last prayer topic. And we are telling God that, Father, O Lord, separate me, separate me, separate me unto yourself. Separate me unto yourself. Lift up your voice. Kol davala shaya. Tole gras kataya. Ratos klebe de vashoa. Ayapaya kosha da brantase. Father, O God.
Yes.
Separate me unto yourself.
Yes.
Separate me unto yourself. In the name of Jesus. Ko sharabatome. Liko santo ligras kataya. Shentelegedo shabrantataya. Reko shatome kosha. Iko shabranta. Liki shandias. Rekete shabranta. Lo shataya ko shabrantas. Reko Sabranta Lagadosha.
In this journey with the one that you love,
thank you, Jesus.
Prayer points does not count.
Ko Shadabranta.
Things that you ought to pray, you don't know.
Thank you, Jesus. Bashaya Ko Shabiribosa. In the name of Jesus.
I command to Sile Kapuri Sisimu Mantimu Kurazi. Fele Kompresaka Kureska Papa Lila. Efreso. I command the Bella Song, the Lecaco, Ebros, or Sopi, Cacua, Severus, Coma Abba, Elimoco, Presca Pelante, Recompos, Catabina, Paras, Ecampos, Catabina, Tombe, Recompensai, Severicabia, Elimoco, Basca, Elimoco, Acapoco, Catabina, Eruba, Sacam, Rancostina, Hernando, Sai. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.